Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, February 2nd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
I am Tandono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about political violence in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, please call us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on www.voazimbabwe.com or on www.voashona.com and on www.voandevele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about political violence in Zimbabwe ahead of the crucial 2018 general elections.
Suspected ZANU-PF members on Thursday allegedly attacked opposition leader Joyce Mujuru of the National People's Party in Harare, and several parties and some stakeholders have condemned the attack.
Cases of politically motivated violence are usually high in the run-up to general elections in Zimbabwe. More than 100 people were killed by suspected ZANU-PF activists in 2008. ZANU-PF has, over the years, denied any involvement in politically motivated violence.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
So if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Mahlabe Zulu, lingalitshona njani lapha elikhona, lo Kip Stube ke ku-Studio 7, ku-Live Talk. Lamhlanje sikhuluma ngokukhahlamezwa kwabantu ngesikhathi sokhetho. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke izolo inkosikazi Joyce Mujuru we-National People's Party utshayiwe, etshaywa ngabantu abacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabe badlale ZANU-PF. Ulimele sibili lapha emhlathini. Kwathi abanye abantu bakhandwa ngamatshe, bashaywe sibili, behamba-hamba, bezama ukuthi bangene kuZulu, kunangale ke eHarare. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngakhonoku ukuthi ngesikhathi sokhetho kuba lodlakela. Lwenziwa kuyini udlakela lolu? Njalo nxa lukhona, kambe ukhetho luza kuqhutshwa njani? So ngenani khathi sikuhlelo, sixoxeni, kunjalo wandi.
Ndiripodwe, makadini ko?
Hayi, nyaphila mfowethu.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nasi inyasofadza ndiye kurwisana kunoita mapoka ezva matongero enyika. Tinonzwa mazuva sapura va president vachitaura vachiti vanoda kuita sarudzo yakachena isina kurwisana, isina kubira, isina chinyi. Mm-hmm. Asi chimwe chinhu charamba chakunetsa ndicho kurwisana kunoita mapoka aya. Mm-hmm. Zviri kwamba zvichienderera mberi nezuro chete, zuva rimwe chete. Mm-hmm. Amai Joyce Mujuru vano mutungamiri webato riya rinonzi National People's Party. Mm-hmm. Vakatemwa namatombo kuGlen Norah, vakatoendeswa kuchipatara kuna doctor. Mm-hmm. And musi umwe chete iwoyo umwe murume kwachivi akarohwa zvekare kuchinzi kwanzi uriwe MDC munoti nyadzisa chinyi chinyi. Mm-hmm. Akakuvara zvikuru meno kuti zvichafamba se muchipatara maari. Kumasvingo inongova nyaya imwe chete iyoyo. Mm-hmm. Saka inyaya inonetsa nyokuti inyaya yevanhu. Vanhu ndovanoafektwa nenyaya dzakaita sedzidzi. Saka toda kuti timbotarisa nyaya yokurwisana uku kuti zvinombofamba seiko, chii zvinombokonzera kuti zvinhu zvidai. Mm-hmm. Uyezve kuti chingaitwa chinyi kuti kurwisana uku kupere, vanhu vakwanise kuita sarudzo yavo murugare.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So already we've got some people who are actually sending us messages on Facebook, that is VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. So one of them is Tandwe Spanda, who says, evening before we do, Nyalizwa Ngobulawayo. Then of what another person by the name Evelyn says, you know, political violence is a disease in Zimbabwe. So how best can we stop it? So ke kuzobuya njalo lomunye obhalile lapha uthi nguThabani. UThabani uthi ye, siyakubona ukuthi konoko kwe-political violence kuyahlupha kwele Zimbabwe. Pho sikuqeda njani? Yeah, people are asking questions here on how to end political violence one day. So we've actually invited some guests to come on board so that we can actually discuss this issue. So we don't know whether we've got one of our guests or not right now. So we've got Mr. Dhiwa Mavhinga, who is a human rights lawyer. Mr. Mavhinga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs and Mr. Wale. Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Thank you very much. So what is your take on political violence in Zimbabwe?
Well, there are three problems, Gibbs, with political violence in Zimbabwe. Number one, a proper definition of political violence in Zimbabwe is that it is state-sponsored violence mainly, which means that it has got elements of the state, soldiers and the police. So in the case of the violence against Amai Mujuru and their supporters in Glenora, we understand there were at least two soldiers involved. So that's the nature of political violence. It's mainly state-sponsored. It is not about basically about political parties per se. Number two, there is what we call impunity, which means that there is no, in most cases, there is no police action to arrest perpetrators and hold them accountable or bring them to justice. So you find that most of the cases of political violence in Zimbabwe go unpunished, and that encourages, you know, repetitive and recurring cycles of violence. And finally, the idea is not only to violate the rights of the few who are beaten up. So, for example, Maim Juru was beaten up. She is suspected of having suffered a mandible fracture, injuries to the eyes and her teeth. And this is meant to strike fear in the hearts of thousands of, hundreds of thousands of voters, that if it can happen to a Maim Juru, what more about an ordinary supporter? So these are the challenges that we face in Zimbabwe, that it is actually for the purposes of achieving a political end. It's part of really what ZANU-PF has used over the years. And it has to stop, but it will not stop if the police fold their hands and do not do anything to insist on accountability.
Mr. Mavhinga, before we take our first caller, I wanted to find out, when you say it's state-sponsored, and you went down a list explaining why it is supposed to be state-sponsored as opposed to political parties that are just going after each other, is there a point where leaders of the state send people out to commit these acts, or is just spontaneous or overzealousness on the part of the ruling party supporters?
No. It has got several layers, but the main critical layer, Mr. Wade, is this. I will take you back to the 2008 presidential runoff elections, where the Joint Operations Command of the Security Force, of the soldiers, organized and deployed soldiers across the country in districts to beat up people and intimidate them, and to ensure that there is fear and that they vote for ZANU-PF. This was state-sanctioned, state-controlled, state-sponsored. It's clear. But then what happens with ZANU-PF supporters is that they ride on the wave of impunity. That is to say, you know, when I was investigating, I have been investigating political violence in Zimbabwe since, 1998. And when I was investigating in 2008 in Epworth, you know, a ZANU-PF supporter told me this. He said, no child of ZANU-PF will spend a night in the cells because of political violence. So because of that, the knowledge that they will not be arrested, this is what encourages them. So there is, the state again is complicit, because the state is telling them, the police are saying, we will not handle political cases. So if they know that the police will not arrest them, what stops them from, behaving as if the law is in their own hands or their own pockets. But again, the state is responsible because it fails in its primary duty to maintain law and order and to arrest these culprits.
Right. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please stand by.
We've got to you. Yeah, we've got another guest, and that is Honorable Joseph Chuma. He's a member of parliament for Belandaba Mpopoma, and he's under the ruling ZANU-PF party. Honorable Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother. How are you doing?
No, siyaphila kakhulu. Ngifisa ukuthi sikhulume ngesinto sibili, ngesindebele qho. Ukuthi umzwile lapho uthi wamavinga ekhuluma esithi ibandla leZANU-PF ungazani lingaze liyenze udlakela lonke lolu avela abantu ababotshwa kwenziwa kwini khona kujuba.
Well, mina engikwaziyo ukuthi yona njengoba ngihlala ngisitsho nje akukaze kube isinqumo esithathwa libandla leZANU-PF ukuthina akuhambe kube nokudlakulo phansi ngayo. Kodwa-ke into esiyaziyo mhlawumbe ukuthina kuyenzakala kuyatholakala uyeza ukuthi ngapha sokuthawele ngapha sokuniyazele ngapha sokubulaleni okuyinto esingayithabisiwe. People must understand that there is no room for violence for whatever reason and from whatever corner. Yinto esingeyisafuna ukuthi sibesilokusiyivumelana ne ngoba into okumele uzibuze nanoba uzana uzabuya kuwe mathupha uza kuthini xa sokuqonde emzini wako kanye kanye uza kuzwa njani. So into okumele ihlalise ebeningi zabantu lula into okuhlala besetshenziswa lethukithi abantu elitshayelwana ayisebenzi ngoba end of the day uphumungela lutho usulumaza umuntu ufile ngozi even ingozi kula abayenza okwengozi and usuzuzula ukwenzelani khonoku ungasuze uthele ngitho lebhayisikili langkhona elenzezalo ezozithunyelelo. So into esingayivuniyo ngako hlela sinyela even kuZANU-PF as a party ngililunga mna le-Central Committee which is the highest making decision body outside Congress asikaze sikuvumelana khonoko even ngesikhathi sikamongameli waphumayo umongameli womgabe wayehlele ukukhuluma kanesolo umongameli omutsha laye ukukhuluma sobala. Kodwa-ke I think now into somele yenzakale ukuthi khona akule kutshengisele ukuthi abantu khona laba abenza khonokho kulezi nsuku sesile technology ukuthi abantu bekhonisela amavidiyo lani bani laba balandele bebanje be-expose amavidiyo ahambe abe-viral beke bebanje abantu laba bejezise so that kutshengisele ngesiqinisela ukuthi for sure when umongameli kumayesithi khona ngafundi violence uhulumende kumayesithi ngafundi violence iZANU-PF as a party ayifundi violence nxa ungakwenza uyamawedwa laphana uthwale isiphambano sakho wedwa then singaqala ukwenza khonoko even bona laba abantu ama-overzealance bazakuqina khonoko ngoba nathesi sikhuluma so sokune system yena leyo kuna abantu sebengcolisana uyathola ukuthi kona omunye umuntu uyathatha i-tshirt ye-MDC ayigqoke ayenze ukudlongdlonga laphana besuthiwa i-MDC yesiyenze lokho omunye athatha iZANU-PF ayenze laphana besuthiwa iZANU-PF siyenze lokho and so the only way esingakuvala kunto lokho yikuthi akeni sithatheni inyathelo yokuna abantu besibe responsible nxa into lezisenzakala abantu babhizi bathatha amavidiyo abantu abenza ama-accident besifa akeni thatha amavidiyo aningabona la bantu abenze udlakelo olunjalo nxa besezivayolensi lena athatheni ike lwafake lwaphoste sitshiye ube lokhu siphoste zamanga ye utswakela esefile ye lokhu sokuze so umuntu ephila ye uyagula siyakwazi but uyaphila yaphoste i-useless things asiposteni izinto asiposteni izinto ezimqoka into ezinjengazona lezi zona lezi ezize-violence ukuthi simbone umuntu mathupha kuvidiyo esipostile abona ethwele isitini esijika siye sibokazi lo nguzibani uGibbs Dube nangyana simbonile sibe ethwele isitina then umthetho usulandela-ke ngiloko among the loko ikubambe Dube ikujikele entilongweni sikuvale sibe wazi nam kuya yisizeke isizwesana singaqala ukwenza khonoku I think abantu bazadesista from ukwenza ukudlaudla onjalo ngoba in this new dispensation in this new era even in this century and age into ye-violence leyo into kumele ngabe sakhulume ngayo siphucukile sifundile kanti pho into la abayitshoyo yona izimbabwe i-literacy rate yangona izayi iba ngabi nxa sesiba labantu abenza into ezokulema onjalo so ohamba kulitshana labantu umuntu ngabe-free azikhambelele nxa ikhampena wena nxa ungahambelani laye So what? Yes, work on our way. If we end up like that's how things should be. Abantuva ketele, mubona, mubuzwa, ubana umdulo upeteni, umumeteni, will angasenzela kona amaphambilini.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Baba Chuma, ubambe khonapho ungayindawo. So what Honorable Chuma is saying is that ZANU-PF does not condone any violence. So he says, you know, even during President Mugabe's time, the former President Mugabe's time, you know, he never encouraged violence. So he says, you know, these days there's a lot of technology. Why don't people actually capture those people that perpetrate violence on the phone? And then you post it on Facebook, you post it on any social media platform so that it goes viral and those people will be actually exposed and humiliated. So he says that's another way of actually keeping kind of violence.
It's a good idea, Gibbs, but it's not always practical.
Ask him.
Mr. Chuma, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm there.
Yes. Your suggestion is quite interesting, but in most cases, it's not quite as practical as it might be, because these people, if they see you capturing them on video, for example, they'll drop everything they are doing and come after you. The fact that there is no one, there's no referee in between, no one to protect them when people from the ruling party supposedly attack them, also makes it very, very difficult for anyone to stand their ground and say, you do this to me, I'm going to the police. And when you go to the police, we have heard of instances where people who go to complain end up being arrested themselves. So what can you say to a person who would like to take your advice and do that without fear of being attacked himself?
You see, the beauty of our phones nowadays is that they can actually zoom in a picture. So you don't have to be right there where the thing is happening. You can stand some distance away and actually shoot a video and zoom it in so that it's quite clear. And just you don't have to hold it like a cameraman, I mean for television, who really hold it up there. You can hold it in a discreet way and still take a video. But what I'm saying is that we need to have these people exposed, because at the end of the day, most of these people are hiding behind political parties. They are tainting all political parties, because at times you'd hear it's MDC people that have done this, it's some people that have done that. Like for instance, this issue of the mishap that happened to Maim Juru, it has got so many versions now that I've heard. Blair, unfortunately, but the one version that I heard is that Zanzi manager came to some shopping complex there in Glenora, and then there were some bodyguards who were overzealous about it, saying, "President, well, we are president, well, we are pushing people, shoving people." And one of those Magorimbos, those runners by the complex, and then was pushed and fell down. When he stood up and confronted the bouncer slapped him, and that's where the fight started. And then the other runners came in to reinforce one of their own, and that's how the violence then began. And then somebody saying it's some chairman of ZANU-PF, for youth wing that did that. So there are so many versions to that story, and we will never know the truth unless if there was somebody who then could discreetly take a shot of all those happenings. Today, we'll be sitting down watching those videos in our social media and then identify and say, oh, this is so-and-so, oh, this is so-and-so. And then we will then help the police to do their jobs, because their job is to serve and protect. And they must do that. And I think in the new dispensation now, that era of trying to hide behind ZANU-PF is gone. We've got some of the ZANU-PF people now who are actually on bail because of actions that they did some time back. I remember there's a guy who was on bail because of some kidnappings that he did. So at least maybe with this kind of wave, we are given some sort of a hope to say that now if you do this, you are going to be on your own, you are going to carry your own cross.
Yes.
But let us have these people identified for sure, and they exposed and brought out, and then we want to see the police action after that.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. I'm sure that our listeners are taking note of your advice, mm-hmm. and we hope that it might be a contribution to lowering the violence, the spree of violence. Tinemu Mupafoni, vamachakata muripo here. Vamachakata muchiripo. I think we've lost that one.
So let's go to Mr. Tiwa Mavinga. Remember, yes. to react, yeah. to, yeah. So Mr. Mavinga, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here again.
Now, can you react to what Honorable Chuma was saying? Because it seems as if he's saying, take people some videos and post them on social media. Does it work when it's political violence?
Well, I want to acknowledge that it helped. It helped to expose the violence.
Mm-hmm.
It helped to expose the perpetrators. So he is correct. But in terms of law and order, we need proper policing in Zimbabwe. Policing that is not partisan. Policing that is not subservient to ZANU-PF. Policing that says political violence, no tolerance, whoever commits it. But it's not happening. So in Glenora, what has happened? Where is the police report? Where is the police action? Amai Mujuru is a senior political and national figure. She cannot make up stories. She was beaten up by ZANU-PF supporters, and we have seen pictures of the victims. So what we now need, which is missing, is action, swift action by the police to investigate and hold accountable the perpetrators, number one. Number two, President Mnangagwa himself must speak and address directly the issues of political violence. He must address the issue of Amai Mujuru specifically, because he cannot just say in unclear, ambiguous terms that there will be free and fair elections, but does not say anything when the violence is open and clear for everyone to see, as we have seen in Glenora.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. I think we've got a caller on the line. Long, Babu Mashongani. Mashongani, kunjani, Babu?
Go on.
Yeah, so akusho ukuthi wena ubona njani uDlakela ngesikhathi sokhetho kathesi?
UDlakela angeke uphele. Wabona mina isikhathi ngisekhaya ngoDisemba lapha.
Mhm.
Ngibe ngivule iStudio 7, kafika omunye ex-combatant mara sihlala sonke lapha.
Mhm.
Adi station lezi zivulwa kazifuneki lapha. Zokuchisele indlu. Manje ubaba uChuma makhuluma lapho ngiyamlalela. Angakhuluma into eyizwakala ukuthi ufuze uzotshela abantu, because la bantu laba bathumiwe ukuthi bayenze ngale ndlela leyo. Manje mina angiboni ukuthi ingaphela leyo, because uyabona ukuthi la bantu laba sothi hamba uyombophisa, angeke abophiwe lo muntu lona.
So kodwa ukuthatha abantu ama-videos kuyenzakala khonokho, ukuthi abazekuchaya uhlu bathathe ama-videos ngendlela.
Akubathathe, banamandla. Ngithi bathumiwe umuthi wazokuthatha le foni le, wazokuthathela le foni, angeke. Manje uba uChuma ukhona lapho?
Ye, ukhona baba.
Mathi abantu laba abathumelwe sebathathe ama-video, uyavuma ukuthi la bantu laba bayakwenza lokho? Ofu angavumi yena, usayenza njengalokho athi angavumi.
Ngiyakucela ukuthi, ye, kodwa kuphendule ngizwe, ubamba khonapho. Baba Chuma, uyawuza umbuzo? Baba Kolite, uyabuza umbuzo?
Kahle kahle.
Ye, uthi khona ukhona ukuthi wena uthi abantu laba bethathwe ama-videos. Kusho ukuthi uyavuma ukuthi ngabantu bezani kumbe into njalo?
Engikushoyo, ngifuna angizwise kuhle ubaba la. Ngithe mina, thina njengeZANU-PF, asikaze sihlale phansi sithi khona abantu ngabahambe beyotshaya abantu phansi ngale. And ngihlala edale la ngikhona ele Central Committee elibumbe umthetho phandle kweCongress. So asikaze sikhipha amazwana ukuthi hamba lotsha abantu. Kodwa siyakwazi ona kuyenzakala kunabantu abenza khonoku, bazenzela abanye nge-power hungry yabo, ukuthi engxa umuntu ufika ngu-MP ephela nabampopo malapha kimi, siyabona ukuthi lapha swela ama-opponents, sengizenzela mna sengithumela abantu ukuthi khona hamba lotsha abantu labana libe thuseni. Mina ngwami ngenza khonokhwana. yengilunga neZANU-PF kodwa akuphumanga kuZANU-PF ngeze khona kwana bese ufuna ukuchaza ngokuthi ZANU-PF yiyo iruling party yiko sithi kona asikufuni khona kwana yiko ngisithi kona mina ake kuthathe ama video ngoba kathesi so nxa siyenzakele even alenzakale eHarare land ukuthi bekwathi ngubani okwenzileyo nxa kungasela lokuzeni evidence yangona kugcina kusifa kunjalo which is very unfair njoba omunye ekhuluma nabana umayimjuru ngomunye wabadala bethu njalo liyo veteran lethu asiwo umuntu omele aphathwe njalo besides khonoko even umuntu ongumntwana laye kamele angaphathe njalo akumelanga umuntu atshawe for whatever reason ngenxa yokuthi ukhethe enye into wena ongayikhethanga so yikho ngisithi mina sifuna ukuthi kube le evidence yokuthi bona sibili sibili nangeyani uthuma uyabonakala empikitsheni lapha kuvideo ethwele isitina ejikisile njalo nxa sokume njalo soku-right ngoba sesinayo i-evidence ekathuma esenza
khonaailunga
ne-ZANU PF kodwa i-ZANU PF ayimthumanga ukuthi ayenze khonakwana uzenzela yena ngoba yena uyisihwaba ufuna ukuhlala ekupower by all means at all cost
yes yakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Chuma so Mr. Mashongani, it actually posed a question to Mr. Chuma on that, you know, by suggesting that there should be this use of cameras, you know, to capture people in action. Does he suggest that maybe he knows that ZANU-PF activists actually do this? So Chuma says, yes, maybe there could be some ZANU-PF activists, but he can't vouch for that. So, Baba Mashongani, what do you think about this?
Angivumelani naye kahle because wabona ukuthi lapha angakhulumanga iqiniso mati yena singayenzeka labathi singabathumanga ngoba amandla lawa abatholaphi even maybe isikhathi sahambile but ngize ngifuna ukubuza ukuthi isikhathi lesi sase-2008 abathi lawa baye babulawa bashayiwa lapha akavuma ukuthi labathi laba babe bathumiwe or babangathumwanga but izithi zakudala ngize ngicela ukuthi maybe umbuze kancane loko ukuthi manje angavuma ukuthi kube kuzenjani ukuthi abathi babulalwe lapha mathi manje abathi bafuze babophiwe uma kuthi ngibo labezano or ngubani athatha imlawa awufake ezandleni zakhe
ye so siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Mashongani sizambuza-ke sungalalela lawe khona buza kuphendula sesilomoni baba futhi ecingweni sibongele kakhulu so I think we've got another caller
yes tine muno parunare chamoto muripo here
Magadini.
Tiripo magadini zvenyu.
Tiripo takasimba chaizvo.
Muri kupi?
Ndiri kuteerera. Ya, tiripo tiri right but ndiri kuteerera zviri kuitika zvakaitika namai mujuru. And we all got with very interesting. The most interesting thing is we are in a new dispensation in Zimbabwe which everybody probably all across political divide we're celebrating it. Now the biggest problem there with like Sangazitar one of your guests was saying we need videos. Obviously we that might be impossible, but at the same time we don't know who really did that. We are coming out of another dispensation of people who have got probably who used to beat up people, and we know 2008 I was in Zimbabwe at that time, I saw it happening. But now the president has come up and said we want free and fair elections, which we believe is exactly what he wants. But at the same time, we are looking at also that there can be some people who are trying to derail what the president is bringing to the table, which is mostly a very where everybody is inclusive in making decisions. He's not even denied to have all observers from the European Union, from everybody. This is the first time that we are going to have observers if he goes with his word. So I'm looking at a man who really wants to include everybody. Now we have got some people who would love to derail that. What if it is MDC people that have beaten up the Miami jury? What if it is Miami jury who's making up a story? Nobody really knows what's happening until the evidence are put to everybody to see.
Pamwe, you know, pane vanogona kuzokubvunzaiwo kuti okay, hazvina mhosva kuti ari kurova vanhu ndiani. Ko mapurisa ari kupi? Because it doesn't matter kuti warohwa nemunhu weMDC kana kuti weZANU. Nyaya iripo ndekuti warohwa uchiroverwa nyaya dzematongerwo enyika. Ko mapurisa ari kupi? Mapurisa akadini kuuruka pana panyaya iyi? Akati taongorora nyaya iyi. Vanhu vakarova mai mujurunda vava vakati. Just so that people can see that there are consequences when a crime is committed in whoever's name. it is committed. Mapurisa ari kupi ndo zvingada kuzobvunzwa navamwe vanhu.
Izvozvo zvakangofanana nenyaya dzese semazira tinoita kuti nyaya kana dziri mukati mapurisa hadzisi nyaya dzinongobuda dzese. Mapurisa haangouyi panze kuti takabata vanhu uye vanhu vacho ndiana nhingi. We are not sure exactly what's happening on the ground. Probably pane vanhu vakatobatwa nenyaya idzodzo. We don't really know at the moment. Or what really happened exactly, we don't know. But the thing is, if mapurisa akabata vanhu, mapurisa haende kumedia achitani vanhu venyu vaya vaya ndiana nhingi. It's a process that goes. They need to investigate people. They need to know who these people are before they even come to us. This thing just happened quite recent. And even not only in Zimbabwe, in any country in the world, police don't go straight to the media and say, we've got these people. But the police have to make sure you are only guilty until you are when you are convinced. But if you are not convinced, you are not convicted as yet, you are still a free person. Even if the case looks like that and it shows like you are really the person who did it, until they have the full evidence, then they can come to the media to tell us this is exactly what happened. But at the moment, the president was asked this similar question. His Excellency was asked the similar question, and he answered it. That was way before all this happened. He says, we will have this rule, and we have these people that are not sent by the party, but they are overzealous people. If they are ZANU-PF, that is. Now, how do we know that they were ZANU-PF youth? How do we also know that the MDC youth? Nobody really knows. It could be overzealous people like Tons, people who, you know, Zama Windar, who died Mama Takes, like what Honorable Chuma was saying, that there could be these guys that have been affected. Who really knows? Nobody knows. Mm-hmm. Now, we as Zimbabweans, this is the only time in our lifetime that probably we are going to witness a free and fair elections, which the international community, inclusively, not only the African Union, but everybody is going to be in there to support the to be able to see whether this was free and fair. And I don't think these guys are opening these doors to everybody and start beating up people. I don't think there's any. They need credibility. This
thank
government.
You. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Jesse, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that.
Thank you. And for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about political violence in Zimbabwe ahead of the 2018 general elections. And our guests are human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga and ZANU-PF lawmaker Joseph Chuma. So I guess we've got another caller on the line. Baba Mbongeni Sithole, kunjani?
Siyaphila baba Mzambini.
Siphile kakhulu. Ungaphi khonapho?
Oh, siyegoli South Africa.
Awubone ke. Ungathini ke ngodlame ngesikhathi sokhetho? Kathesi kunje.
Into yokuqala nje yokuthi abantu vele bona abahleli bayazi vele kokuthi iZANU-PF vele yona libandla legazi. Lokho vele lo mgabe vele wayevele kuthi ukuthi ibandla lakhe libandla legazi, iZANU-Europa. Umeqala ukubusa vele wahle waqala ukubusa ngokubulala. Simbonile nango-2008 iZANU-PF kudliwa kayo kukhetho laphayana. Ishaya abantu nami ngazibone ngemathupha ekhaya laphayana. Mina ubaba wami ngomunye umuntu washaywa kakhulu phambi kwabantu iZANU-PF. Abanye abantu begalulise ekudalule emakhasa le vele kwakuyinto enzima kakhulu. Sihlala sibaleka sicatshe entabeni everyday sibaleka. Uzokuthiwa ubani wavotela bani ngobani wathi abantu bebelayiniswa. Bekuzwa ukuthi wena wavotela bani ngobani wathi kuvote uvotele kunoba wami bengitshelele ngomunye umuntu obhale ngathi be-NDC laphayana endaweni yakithi elinde khonaphaya. Umuntu vele wavele bemfuna namanje I think vele babhizi vele bamfuna kakhulu. So leyo nto leyo yiyo into iZANU-PF vele yaziyo kokuthi yona ukhetho ngeke iziluwile. Ezongeza abantu behluphile kaphi liyakwazi ukuthi ma ngabe vele ingazange yenza udlakela ukhetho lolulala ngeke izilile ngoba abantu bahlupheka ngeke abantu bavotele umuntu besazi ukuthi lowo muntu nguye osembusweni ophethe umsebenzi manje kodwa kakhona ukusiza abantu bezimbabwe abantu bahlupheka abantu abalamsebenzi abantu abalalutho yini into abazokhampena bethi bayincedisa abantu for 37 years phela ukuthi umgabe sephumile kungena imnankakho kodwa imnankakho naye still ngumuntu obelokhu evele esebenza nezanu-PF from 80 until manje nabona laba futhi abayingomasosha khona yiwo vele ayenzukulwa khona lokho namapolisa. So vele kuzoba more ukudlula lokho esihlala sikubona, ngoba manje vele umbuso vele uphethwe ngamasosha. Azoyenza futhi ukuthi umnanga kuyaluwina lolo lukhetho ngokushaya abantu, ngokubulala abantu. Sizokubona kuqhubekela phambili kungavele emuva khona lokho. Kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu. Vele abantu futhi ayikho into abazoyenza, ngoba abantu bezana uPF uma beshaya abantu ababotshwa, kubotshwa bona laba abashayayo. So kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu le eyenzakalayo, kakhulu kakhulu. Vele kungako ukuthi asinike isazi lokuthi kuzoyenzakalayo.
Esithole baba, sibongile kakhulu, ube lempela fike enhle kakhulu ba.
Yeah, I never won that.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Esithole. You are saying that, you know, ZANU-PF is to blame for all the political violence. And he says, you know, it's strange that ZANU-PF activists are not usually arrested whenever they're suspected to be, you know, the motivators of that kind of violence.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Chuma is going to come in, but let's take a caller and then... I think we've got a call on the line.
Yes. Forward, Muchiri Poyer, Mkoma Forward.
Mkoma Forward, Wadbano, Masora Sey.
Tasora, Masora Sey, Makateri Ranya Edukai, Tiba Tsirevo.
Ayo ndo etino terera, Zakanyanya, Zwarenguwanenguwande, Zwanes, Zwabozi, Tino Batsirika, Zakakurisa, Pachiro, Nguwaijeji, Zakatanga, Zekunde, Yangari Red, Yangari Mzimbabwe. Ah, they were who needs to have no Tina Reddy. I got us a station, I got us a Munikamid.
Ah, Tinoko Shandan is a Tina, Zizu, Zizu, teacher one number good to Kuchafambase. Mashokoya Kamira say Panya Tina.
Mashokandina and I love Pindra Vachuma.
Eh.
Vachuma, the Vane Taura is a moon, Uchazirwa. The 40 Anamtas have an Ajiba Zimbabwe Rokanauti. Vasingachazimo vaimbotaura saizvezvo. Saka ivo vanoona nokuti munhu unoda kuzama kunatsurudza chinhu chisinganatsurudziki, and chinhu chakatorereka kare mutiri unoda kutowa kwakuteya. But musuwa anofukurwa jira raakapfeka here, kana kuti hembe dzedze rigari yaiyoyo, musuwa weinobva pamiri pake ndopaana anatozwa kuti ZANU-PF ine violence yakadini and zvinoitika sei. Iko zvino nekuti arimo haanazi kuzviona, chero achinozviona haasi kuda kutaura zvinhu zvinoindirana nezvikiitika paground. Ari kungodefenda chinhu chiri in space but chiri just on the ground. Haasi kudefenda, haasi kutaura aitedze kuti tora vhidhiyo ikazodai hapana unobudisa mafotos. Vangani vatori venhava vanotora mavhidhiyo vachishungurudzwa, vachirohwa, vamwe vachitoiswa mumajere kuzoti munhu nje wakafanana neni kana munhu wakanga ufanana nomunhu unofamba mustreet anozviita ari pai. Saka vachuma ngavataure semunhu wakakwana mumusoro, munhu uri muZimbabwe, munhu unoda kugara nevamwe. Havasi kuda kugara nevamwe nekuti matauriro avo ndokukurunzira violence iri kuitika iyoyo.
Aiva, tiri kuzvinzwa mukuma Forward.
We don't.
Tiri kuzvinzwa tenge chitika nekuti tina vatereri vakawanda uye zvavamwe vanenge vachida kutsinidzira. Okay, chitaurai chipedzisa zvamunoda kupedzisa, asi mutaurire
zvinoda matauriro anoitwa mazinga. Muongorori wezunhu wakangofanana nesu, hatina yati masetifiketi azvo, asi meso anoona, pfungwa dzinoshanda. Saka inini maonero endireita indoona zvokuti electioni dei yambotomira kana because otherwise zvinhu zvizhinji zvikuru zviri kuitika chaizvo chaizvo asi hatizanazvo kubuda because hapana unozviteverera mumaruva nokuti ndoma zvakawandira. Saka hazvina need zvokuti pave neelectioni apa pakamira pakadai so. Kutaura kwamunangagwagwa handii hapana chetinoona. Zvinhu zvakangobvira kare navamugabe. Saka inini taati tingoti kuda kwenje kuti maelections ambotomira ingatoshanda kusvika zvaongororwa kuti chiini chinofanira kutora nzvimbo.
Haiwa,
indo maonero angu.
Haiwa, tinotenda chazvo mukoma Forward.
All right, maeta basa mozo tatenda zvikuru.
Tatenda chazvo, tatenda zvikuru. Gibbs, Forward here is saying that the Honorable Chuma is too comfortable, just like Mutasa, Rugare Gumbo, you know, that's what he's saying, that people like them, Mutasa, were too comfortable, but they, you know, the day ZANU-PF decided to discard of them, they are nowhere to be seen. So he is saying that Honorable Chuma here is doing the same thing because he's inside the tent. He's, he's untouched, untouchable at the moment. But the day ZANU-PF moves away from him, then he will be able to witness the ruthlessness of this party. He says that he is loyal to the situation around him because he's benefiting. He's also saying that his idea of videotaping violence when party supporters go after each other is just a little bit ridiculous, saying that even news people from established news organizations have been beaten or have disappeared for taking videos when crimes are being committed by people from the ruling party. And he is commending Mr. Mavinga because he says that he takes the time to study the situation before he talks. So, you know, he is interpreting what is on the ground. Too much violence in the rural areas where nobody goes. So he suggests that the elections be delayed until this thing is sorted out. Without too much bloodshed.
Okay,
that's,
thank you.
That's what Mr. Forward is saying.
Thank you. Before we go to Mr. Honorable Chuma and Mr. Mavinga, I think we've got a caller on the line. Mbakazita, unjani?
Sikona baba njani?
Hayi siyaphila kakhulu Mbakazita. Nandudaba lamhlanje ungathini ngalo?
Hayi siyabonga baba kuluzi daba lolu. Ngizaqala ngobaba uChuma. Ubaba uChuma angazi imbuza yena ukuthi ngimpendula. Qala wehle ukumpendula. Ubaba uChuma uyasebenza. Usemsebenzini weZANU-PF yababulali. Uyathunywa. Kodwa kwenzayo khonokho ethunywa evikele iZANU-PF. Angibona ukuthi uyamphathisa. Ebuqinini bazamlahla baningi abalahliweyo. Ababekhuluma njengaye. Omguni babegulisa lapha besenzani balahliwe kakhesi. Yikho la vele kuzamfikela ubaba uChuma. Engazikeli ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF isukisele ngo-83 ukubulala. Kwamele ukukhitshe ukudisama izipra. ZANU-PF yahle yaqalisa ukubulala, yaqalisa ukutshaya. Kuzeyamhla vele azakile. Njalo nokuthola lisithi uhulumende omutsha. Umnankagwa kohulumende omutsha. Umnankagwa yizisiniyat umgabe. Ngoba le mpini umgabe uhanjiswe ngumnankagwa. Umnankagwa ngoba lanye into yonke. Njalo kunanto angayiguqula kuZANU-PF umnankagwa enesawuthi ZANU-PF ufuze iwinan election. Kuyina angakuguqula. Kade sile dabule emathebeleni into yama-devolution. Kade uzafala uvuma. Ngoba vele ipolisi ezala ayikatshintshwa, ayikaguquka. Yikho ubaba uChuma engabe uvikela into eziningaze lezo. Xa ukuthi bamtshayele umjuru. Umjuru kodwa langayitshayile, hhayi. Kubuhlungu kodwa ngenye indlela siyabonga ngoba naye bengabatshaya abanye. BekuZANU-PF esenza nalowo msebenzi wokuthuma abafana besiyatshaya. Ubaba uChuma nxa esithi khona bonaza-ke bahlale phansi beyiZANU-PF. Bathume abantu ukuthi bayetshaya. Yikho wena umntwana nxa engowakho, nxa kuwukuthi kumbe inja ingeyakho, kawuyithumanga ukuthi ibambe imbuzi zamakhelwane. Yeyisiyibambile uyenzani. Yilo inyathelo esilifuna ukuthi bayenzani, ngoba akule mfakazi ukuthi iZANU-PF kusukisa ngo-83. Iyatshaya abantu, iyabulala abantu. Namhlanje singathenisi kuthiwa. Wonke umuntu ofile kulalelizwe wabulala iZANU-PF. Namhlanje iyabulala, namhlanje iyatshaya. Uyakwazi uChuma konoko. UJonathan lona ubalekile kakhesi kodwa uJonathan bemvulize khona phana esazi ukuthi yizo ukuba ulwaye kugura uthi kanti bantu besiNdebele indaba lithengisa kangaka yazi yasisusa ubuhlungu kakhulu kwakhe uthi umuntu wasiNdebeleni amele abantu basishwele basibulala kabuhlungu kangaka namhlanje uthole eminile ake linike abanikazi bazivikele bona ayibona umuntu wasiNdebeleni uChuma alele kwemele abantu la kuba mele ngaliphi uhlobo kwakhe inesazi ukuthi basezayo kubuhlungu kakhulu phakathi kwezinto ezinjani zakwenza uChuma zenese uyahola yini siyakwazi abahlukane lento lezi ngenxa ayetshela ukukhuluma xa ebona ukuthi uthunywa into engasiyo ukuzovikela isitha abantu bezanu-PF labo izitha zelizwe laba akula nto eguqukileyo ngabo likababizi lithi ngurhulumende omutsha ngurhulumende nalwana okwamgabi ofakele ukuthi isithutha sizabona ngani sokunurhulumende omutsha kodwa umuntu olengqondo epheleleyo akunarhulumende omutsha ofakwe
laphayeyalwana
ezanu-PF ngiyabonga baba kodwa ngicela ukuthi uChuma abe nokuphendula ukuthi kathi kungani emele abantu bezanu-PF kade babulala abantu kangaka.
Yes, bonga kakhulu Mbakazita. That is Mbakazita. He is expressing his own views. He says Honorable Chuma is working for ZANU-PF and he's wondering why he's defending ZANU-PF so much. He says some people used to do this were dumped, and ZANU-PF is likely to dump him one day. And he says, you know, even if he's saying that ZANU-PF doesn't sanction any violence, what about if the ZANU-PF activists perpetrate that against other people? So he wants an answer out of that. But before we go to Mr. Chuma, let's go to Mr. Mavinga first, then we'll go to Mr. Chuma. Mr. Mavinga, I think we have been hearing people saying a lot here about ZANU-PF being the perpetrators. Now, who's going to guard the guards if that's the case?
That is the big question indeed. But Gibbs, the other thing that we need to look at is the reality that in terms of political ideology, it does not appear that ZANU-PF has fully embrace the idea of democracy, which is that all citizens or individuals must be free to make up their mind politically as to who they want to govern over them. So there is not that kind of freedom. Although our constitution gives that freedom, you would find that the main cause of political violence is to stop people from freely expressing themselves. And therefore, this is why we say President Mnangagwa's words of promising free and fair elections ring hollow when we see the extreme brutal violence against Dr. Joyce Mujuru and her supporters in broad daylight. And the police do not do anything. And I disagree with the previous caller who says the police should not or do not go to the media. When there is such a high magnitude case of political violence, the police must immediately issue a statement to say, we have received a report, we are investigating, and they will then give regular updates. We have arrested suspects, they will appear in court. We are not saying this is a conviction, but that is the process that reassures Zimbabweans that if there is political violence, there will be swift police action and justice. But now, people have seen that Amaya Mujuru has been beaten, the police have not done anything. They think of themselves and they become afraid and cannot freely express themselves politically. This is the tragedy of what we are looking at here.
Thank you.
The political violence.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Like always, just stand by. We'll come back to you. We want to go to Mr. Chuma for his responses to what the caller said.
All right, thank you. I think in future for this thing to be fair, when somebody directly attacks me, it's either you protect me or you give me a chance immediately to respond. Because one gentleman said, this is very unfair. I come into this panel to express my views freely. Without being coerced. And I expect either your protection or you give me an opportunity there and there for me to what to respond, and we set the record straight.
Your point is very well taken, Mr. Chuma. We understand you very, very clearly on that.
Thank you. Right. Anyway, for the record, I am not on any payroll of some sort from ZANU-PF. And all I am doing is articulating the processes that we go through as ZANU-PF, the party, in our meetings in the Central Committee. We have never, ever issued out or condoned a statement of violence at any given level. But if people were listening carefully, I did adhere to the fact that, yes, we have some of our members who might be overzealous because of simple greed to say, I want to stay in power by hook or crook. And those are the people who then end up using any sort of a system to sort of stay in the positions that they are or the positions that they want to acquire. And they end up using violence and stuff like that. But most of the time, if you have realized, these things go without evidence. And then that is where I said initially that, let us use the sophistication of our gadgets
our cell phones, they have cameras now that can do videos and stuff like that. You just need to do it discreetly. I remember when there was violence that happened here in Bulawayo at the MDC offices. We saw the video of the perpetrators who were beating up Umakupe and their national shame and love more and stuff like that. That video came out and we could see who the people were. You see, but it was within that violent setup. But somebody somehow managed to record that footage, and that's the simple thing that I'm saying. I am saying that Zimbabweans are busy taking footages of accident victims of Wanwabata Nyakadzewanu and stuff. Let us take this as this is a more serious issue, a matter of violence. It's more serious. Let somebody be creative and discreet enough to be able to record those things when they happen, so that we have live evidence. Then we don't have to use hearsay evidence. Because you must remember that even the police, when they come in and investigate, they can only prosecute something that has got evidence. If they just take somebody because someone has pointed out and say, it was Mr. Mavinga who did that, maybe because they hate Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga will be taken to court, and it will be proven that, no, Mr. Mavinga actually that day and time was not even near that place. And then Mr. Mavinga will be acquitted. Our system is not working properly. But our system works with hard evidence. So we need to have this kind of evidence so that we can actually have these people carrying their crosses, because it's so boring for ZANU-PF as a party to be labeled as a violent party. Yet, some of the members, some of them come in to just use the name of ZANU-PF. I know of a lot of people who are going around their cars with the ZANU-PF flags who you would never even see one day attending a meeting of ZANU-PF. But they were abusing it, knowing that as long as I'm identified as a ZANU-PF member, then I might get away with ABCD. Some even went on to put pictures of the former first lady on their vehicles. And if you look at those people, they are not even members of ZANU-PF. They are not even in the cell at all. But they use those things for their own selfish reasons and gains. That is why I'm saying that now is the time with this new dispensation. Someone was saying that nothing has changed between our president Mnangagwa's government and our former president Mugabe's government. But I'll tell you that something has changed, because for the first time, we are seeing interaction with Britain. We are seeing interaction with America. Even the American ambassador to Zimbabwe posted something on Twitter, on those lines. That's the change we are talking about. We are seeing a man who's saying that we are going to open our doors for EU to come and observe, AU and any other body that wants to do that. That's the change that we never used to have. We're now used to every gathering in South of the West. But this man is coming to say, no, let's embrace each other. We are one. We're a global village. Let's live together. That is the change that is there. Why are we not giving him the chance to say, let's give him a benefit of the doubt and see where this will take us to?
Thank you so much, Kwalite. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ke ukhulumileyo. Sibone lapha ke on Facebook singakathatha abantu ngesiphangiphange. Kulobaba lapha ngumama uNomakhabo says, he said that in 2018 violent tactics are being used to achieve political means. What sort of a civilization are we? And yet we are so educated. Then S. Lindsay Hammond says, nothing has changed. I thought uTumkabe was no longer in power. Kanti uhamba njani? Ngabantu banye phela laba. Yeah, then we put another person. Vasco is a Moyo says, udlame ngolwane bantu bakithi. Then kuzobuya ke labanye abaningi abasithumezela imlayezelo khonapha. Kube kubuya ke njengoPriscilla Mtunga Ndlovu. Othi kona, are people talking about the past or current happenings? Is current and past kona ngapo ke mam. Yeah, so sizokuthokozisa isihlobo baba uNcube ecingweni. Baba Ncube kunjani?
Sikhona kunjani baba?
Siyaphila Ncube, sibila sishaye sibili kuzwele. Siyakunika sibili 1 minute yakho ushaye kutophele. Qhubeka baba.
Eh hayi bakithi sesizwile ngodlame lwezani lolu bakithi. Besikhumbule ngenje wona umdala esephumile ngenxa yokuzathize. Kanti kuyahlala nsuku zonke sonke isikhathi nxa kusiba namavoti sihlale sisevole sihlale sitshayelwane.
So
sitshayelwane sishayelwa ukuthi siyevota sisesaba vele sihle singasakwanisa ukuvota. Bathala abantu asho ukuthini indaba engavotshwa nxa bengaso bantu bezanu. Indaba engavotshwa.
So
owenza ukuthi bangavotshwa kuthe kathi ngizwe ukuthi ngabantu bezanu abantu labo. Yo, too much.
Kodwa nxa kusiywa phambilini kumele kwenziweni ukuthi kunqatshelwe khonoko.
zvena kusadze kuperi lokuvhere baba ngichulo vakuperi lo ezvongo nevaenda kuti hatiro vhera vasembusweni iva vabusa vaizintando yavo pi
ye siyauzwa kakhulu bhose lokugcina ncube
hayi sicela sibe sikhumbula ukuthi enxeko zathinta lo nyaka lathi evota sikhululekile singesayo manje hei bakithi lathi kathethi ukuthi sibuye siyekhaya sievota vele sizwa nto echaya sesisesaba vele ukuthi siyekhaya vele
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke incube ungadwela kusasa ncube
hayi sibongile ba
so Mr. Ncube is saying, why are people being beaten up? You know, he doesn't understand. He says he thinks that maybe the situation was going to improve. But he says it's still the same, like what people are posting on Facebook. They're saying there's no change in Zimbabwe. So why go back home and vote? I guess we've got another caller. He's Mr. Nkomo. Baba Nkomo, kwa nitu wani?
Yeah, Nkona Baba.
Yeah, kunja Nkomo.
Anye pirami.
Ama fisha nisibila kusichelitu wana janita wala.
Okay, lalela la. Izanu yebulala abantu bagcwele igazi ezandleni lababantu. Babulala abantu bezaphu ngo-1982, bathatha ama-farms angu-25 abantu bezaphu, bathatha ama-plaza amakampani angu-31. ULookout Masuku noDabengwa babotshwa izanu. ULookout Masuku wafelejele, uDabengwa waphuma namhlanje ngu-president wezaphu. Ma umuntu efikele izanu ephuma emathebeleleni ngumuntu ohlanyayo ongaphila
ngeyi sizakubeka njalo nkomo singathethisa abantu la ubaba uJuma ngabe engumuntu wezanu siyavumela ukuthi abantu bakhulume khonoko so singakubeka njalo ukuthi umuntu ohlanyayo
engujoyo
ukuthi singathethisa abantu asikufake mnandi kwezi sokeni sixoxe khonapha so akumelanga sithethisa abantu so uphosela lakho khona baba qhubeka nkomo ye unkomo mbona zani sezonde kakhulu ukuthi kabe engafuni ukuthi ngimtshele ukuthi engakhulumi ungankuyinhlamba so ubaba uJuma Nqaye lapha ubuyela simcelele ukuthi aze sebenza lati so siyacela abantu ukuthi lingamthethisi ngumuntu esimcelele ukuthi abuyela ukuthi akhulume akufisayo so lokhu is what is called a public sphere. So baba Nkomo sakhona icingweni. Hayi wathi sithi ubaba uJuma ahle mphendule khona apho masinya. Baba Juma mphendule.
Ubaba Nkomo uyakhonza ukuthi bona izana khuma ngayo le sonke sathi vele siyizonda. Yathi phela le zani leyo mhlazana ubaba uNkomo esiyamanyana layo kwaphuma izana uPS. Eyo lapho yini ubaba uDabengwa akangena khona phakathi waba ngomunye wamalunga ezamphepha le entsha asizange sibokuyangena kwaphana sisodwa sangena ngenxa yokuthi ubaba uNkomo wayethe khona hayi bantwana bami ndiyani sigileni lapha sibambaneni siyaphila izwe kulini so we are very combatant lami nginje ngafelwa esikhathi egugrawundi so asikuthi kumbe mhlawumbe ngikhuma ngokuthi kumbe mena kangithelanga kumbe kuyini ngafelwa kodwa lapha sikuzanu PF not idlami leyana eyabulala abantu leyana ebula bami siyayazi njalo lami nginje ngavele ngiyizoda ilungile uba msingazwa ke ubantu ona ngavele yayivele indilungela nokundilungela kodwa leyi esiyafakwa ngubaba uNkomo ithiyene laleyana eyabula lami leyi singeyeunit leyi whether then will agree phakathi or will not agree becomes a different issue ikoti kona ivini ubaba uDabengwa njana wange waba khona elilunga lepoint bureau yaleyi zanu PF entsha wasephuma ke ngenxa yokungaphathani kuhle okunye okwabo phezulu khona ngale wasesiyabuyela wayafoma engizaphu futhi angibini ngoba ungakhumbula izaphu leyana eyakudala yayingatsho zaphu yamandebele yayizaphu yelizwe lonke yikho ubaba uNkomo wayethwa nechibo chitheza kwese babekhona osakupwanya abavela khona le babekhona omthiniri babekhona abaningi ochikelema ababevela khona le emashoneni bekhona abakuzaphu liyani so yayingaso zaphu yobandlululo yayingaso zaphu yamandebele kuphela yayizaphu yabantwana bezimbabwe bonke so thina lapha esilapha phakathi kungabona abantu asesithengisile kumbe sesithengisa amandebele whatever no that's a wrong mentality silapha ngenxa yokuthi ona sile conviction thina sasilandela ubaba uNkomo and we understood him
sorry we have to leave it here. We thank our guests this evening, human rights lawyer Teoma Vinga and ZANU PF Member of Parliament, Honorable Joseph Chuma. Thanks also to listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C.
Bye-bye. And I'm Janono Kawande, hoping to see you next time.